Schauber looking down for the sign. Osborne left-handed batter steps in. Here's the pitch. In the dirt ball. Bob Murphy kind of looking at Billy Joe to see if he might run. Cotton has good speed. If the dirt on his uniform doesn't hold him down. What a great night he's having. Much worse. Here's the pitch. Osborne in the dirt ball. Gets by the catcher. Gets Cotton rounding second. He may go to third. Comes halfway down. They retrieve the ball in time. And BJ comes back. It is a wild pitch for Schauber. And on the play, Cotton goes to second. Two balls and no strikes to Osborne. And a duck on the pond. Beautiful night in Omaha. The nicest night we've seen. It is not chilly. Temperature was about 75 degrees when the game started. Relative humidity reading at 25%. Here's the pitch to Osborne. Way outside, ball three. Osborne turns around now and looks at Winks, who is a little more mobile, not standing so tight on that first step in the first base dugout, and obviously a happy young man. Osborne awaits the three ball, no strike pitch. Only one down. Cotton at second base. One run home. In the dirt, ball four. And Jeff Osborne walks. That's the second walk given up by Schauber and the sixth given up by Hurricane pitchers. Doug, did you have something over there?
Yes, we've just been notified that John Dolinsek, who just scored his fourth run on that home run, he scored four runs tonight, and that ties a World Series single game record, which is also held by 11 others. So he's tied. He's gotten his name in the record book also.
Well, there are a few together. The pitch to Randall is in the dirt for a ball. And did we find out who the man is warming up? Can't find him. Okay, well, he's a right-hander, folks. Oh, they got two. Okay. 10-3, Devils lead it. Cotton at second base with one down. And Osborne at first. Lenny Randall, the batter. The stretch by Schauber. Pitch to Randall is check swing outside, ball two. Action continues in the Tulsa bullpen. They are currently using in Vince Schauber, their fourth pitcher of the evening. Devils leading it 10-3. Three in the first, two in the third, four in the sixth, and one here in the eighth. Pitch. Foul back up to the right out of play by Randall. Two balls and a strike. It is Reg Rowe, R-O-W-E. A sophomore from Tulsa, 6'190-pounder, and he started last night for Tulsa. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch to Randall. It's across the plate, but it's too high, and the count is three balls and one strike. He looks over at Bobby Winks for the sign. Back in, swings the bat. As Vince Schauber in a little bit of trouble here in the eighth inning. The Devils pouring it on. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on a grounder up the middle over second base, fielded by the shortstop. The shuffle is to the second baseman. Adams is in time to get the force on Jeff Osborne. On the play, Cotton goes to third, and Randall is safe at first on the fielder's choice. 6-4. There are two down, and the batter will be Rick Valley.
Batter, number 10, Rick Valley, third baseman.
Dolinsek, in four games, is 7-for-12. That's a .583 average. Thank you very much, Norty. He has three doubles, a triple, and a home run, and he has scored six runs in the series. Now, by golly, there's a vote for the most valuable player, as John Dolinsek has really poured it on here in this tournament. Now, this is the kind of ball club we're used to seeing, not the seemingly lethargic hitless group that played the first two games. This is the true Sun Devil club. Stretch. Randall looking. They think too much. The throw by Schauber gets away from the first baseman, and Randall streaks to second, and on the play, Cotton scores. And Lenny Randall is almost going to go to third. Did they have him? No, he snuck in behind him. Baseman Cave saw Randall go around second base and wheeled it to the shortstop, Phil Honeycutt. And Honeycutt, when he turned around, found Randall almost crawling on all fours, and he got him back behind him. So it will be an error on the pitcher as Cotton scores. It's 11-3, and on the play, Randall goes on down to second base. So Valley awaits the first pitch from Schauber. Here it comes. fouled back to the screen to the right side. Out of play. Strike one. 11-3. Devils leading it and batting in the eighth inning. We're going to be in the finals, folks. Tulsa undefeated up until tonight, but have been relatively lucky. Pitch. A drive to short left field. Whitaker camps under it now and has it for the third out. So for the Devils in the eighth, they pick up two runs on two hits. There was one error, and there was a man left on. So after seven and one-half innings of play, it's the Sun Devils of Arizona State 11, the Hurricanes of Tulsa 3.
15 on those hits. It is 15 hits. Glad to have faded.
Tulsa coming to bat now in the bottom of the eighth. They trail 11-3. It'll be the cleanup hitter, Steve Kay. Thank you. This is my fresh supply. There's a grounder to the right side. Randall, a beautiful play. Gobbles the ball and will not have a chance to throw it. Lenny had to go far to his right. He got to it, but once he picked it up, he couldn't get out of his glove, and once he got it out of the glove, it fell to the ground, and they've given him an error. So Caves is on. First error, second error of the... We'll double-check that. With Hanson juggling, we're not sure where we stand. There's a swing and a miss back to the screen. Bob Murphy, strike one. It is the second error. We were right. For the Devils, they have committed eight in the series thus far. There's the lead by Caves at first. Gurris pitches outside to the right-handed batting Murphy, who's now catching. And it's a ball one, strike one count. 11-3, Devils lead it. Hurricanes have a runner at first base. Leadoff batter here in the eighth and Cave. There's a pop-up to Roger Detter, almost motionless on the skin part of the infield, backing up a step now and has it for out number one. So there's one away. Steve Cave is holding at first base, and Roger Adams will be the batter, or no, it's going to be a pinch hitter. Larry Bird is going to be the hitter. Infielder, outfielder, 5'9", sophomore from Tulsa.
Batter, Larry Bird.
And the first pitch to him is a strike call. Bird, in 110 at-bats, is hitting .354. Has 11 doubles. 32 RBIs. Right-handed batter, crotch batter. Pops it up to the right side. Osborne making the play. Will he have room? He will not. It's all right in the dugout. He went right in the dugout with it, but he's all right. Bobby Winkles right there, grabbing Jeff Osborne, who made a very good try. He almost had it as well. The ball right in the dugout. So it's Gura ahead, 0-2 right away. Caves with a short leave at first base, one away. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen, counts the same. Gura came on in the fifth inning. And the ball boy dropped the ball, so he got the big boo there, as you heard. Gura ready with the 0-2 pitch. Caves leading. Gura looking, delivering. Again, a line shot foul back into the right side grandstand area. A lot of people scatter. Count is still the same, and Bird is attempting to protect that plate. He got behind. Here's a let-up curve, and he fouls that one to the ground back to the screen. Good call by Cotton. A good pitch by Gura. And Bird's hanging right in there. Larry Bird hanging in there, 0-2. Gura checks Billy Joe for the sign and then the runner at first base. Here comes the pitch. Curveball is too high, and it's ball one, strike two. One away with the Tulsa Hurricanes batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. They have a runner at first with one out. Gura stretches, 1-2 coming. Swing on a miss, strike three. That's the sixth strikeout for Gura. He had an ERA coming into this ball game at 1.04, and he's pitched three and a third innings thus far, and has not allowed any runs or hits, indeed. So the batter will be the shortstop, Phil Honeycutt, who was safe on an error in the second and struck out twice. Right-handed batter made a great defensive play. Inside corner, called strike on a fastball. Honeycutt does not like it. Golden Hurricane. Missouri Valley Conference Championship. beat Oklahoma State 5-4 and 8-4 to get here. Another strike two called on the outside corner. Gura not wasting any time or any pitches. Here's the lead by Caves. 0-2. Coming. Swung out and missed, strike three. And for the Hurricanes in the eighth, they have no runs on no hits. There was a double error. And one man left. And the score at the end of eight complete innings of play, the Devils of Arizona State, 11. The Golden Hurricanes of Tulsa, 3.
In Phoenix, K-O-O-L.
Larry Bird moves over to right field. Jim Silvey, who was there, moves to second base. Roger Adams comes out. So defensively, it's Rogers at third, Honeycutt short, Jim Silvey at second, Caves at first, Whitaker in left, Jenkins in center, and Bird in right. Vince Schauber, the pitcher, and Bob Murphy, the former right fielder, is the catcher, as Larry Gura leads it off for the Devils in the ninth. First pitch is inside a ball. Bobby Winkles may not be able to get up here for the end of the game, post-game show. Reason being is that he must then be at home plate for the flip of the coin. They will announce it, however, and hopefully we'll be able to tell you exactly what will happen for tomorrow. Their pitch to Gura swung on and missed. A good cut. It's a ball and a strike. As you know, the Devils remain ahead, and they are ahead 11-3. It would be the first loss for Tulsa. Would then mean that there are three teams all tied with three wins and one loss record. Swung on a miss. Strike two by Gura. So there is a flip of the coin, and one of the three teams will draw a bye. The other two will play tomorrow at 6 p.m. Phoenix time, and the winner of that game will play for the national championship on the following day, Friday, at 6 p.m. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Gura. Swung it and missed for strike three. A half-hearted swing. He didn't break his wrist, but the plate umpire said, indeed, it was an out. The first strikeout. I'm going to double-check that. It is the third strikeout for Schauber, I believe, and he's the only one who's actually got a Sun Devil to strike out. Three strikeouts for the Sun Devils. So out number one in the ninth, Roger Detter, team captain, stepping in, right-handed batting shortstop. Good, savvy, dependable ball player. Takes golf strike inside, corner, ball one. Been on base four out of five times, walked one safe in an error and two singles. Grounded out in the seventh. Vince Schauber delivers, swung on a miss by Detter, strike two. Schauber obviously had one of his worst nights, as Doug Gerlach pointed out. His ERA coming in to do this relief job was 135. It has dropped considerably as he's worked about three innings, and he has given up but only one run. Pitch inside and high to Detter. It's a ball, one ball and two strikes. Ralph Dick on deck. And John Donacek in the hole. That's the three D's we want are these, if you remember that old song. Donacek, a whale of an evening. Single, two doubles, and a home run in five trips. A grounder towards second base. Second baseman Sylvie over. The throw is just in time to the fleet-footed Detter. And there are two away. Ralph Dick, 1-for-4 and a sacrifice. Struck out in the seventh, his last time up. Donacek on deck. He would like very much to get another shot at it. He's been up five times. And in the fourth inning, the only time he was put out, he hit one on a lazy curve, just tapped it, and the first baseman came in and ended up on the bag with it. Dick takes inside for ball one. And very friendly, picks up the ball and hands it to Bob Murphy. Tulsa had some very easy situations in the tournament. Swung on a miss by Dick, strike one. The count is even, one apiece. They played UCLA in the first game, and they beat him. But UCLA committed six errors, and it still took Tulsa 10 innings to do it, 6-5. However, they came really back strong against Texas and beat them 4-2 as Steve Rogers came on to pitch. There's a short pop up into right field. Going back second baseman, a right fielder, Larry Bird, coming in and taking it eventually, waving off the second baseman for out number three. And for the Devils, they go quietly in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of 8 1/2 innings of play, the Sun Devils of Arizona State, 11. The Golden Hurricanes of Tulsa, 3. Seven. Who is seven? It's the bottom of the ninth, and it's the bottom of the order for the Hurricanes. Jim Silvey, who went in to play right and then now moved to second base, is the hitter. Silvey has been up only once and struck out. Right-handed batter. Plate umpire waves something we cannot even see at the third base dugout, but everything's kosher now, and Silvey stops back in. Gerr's first pitch is a called strike. Boy, he didn't waste any time. Fastball right in there. 11-3. Several really humbling Tulsa pitching. Gerr ready. Swung on a missed strike two. A fastball right by him. Gerr can be the winner of this ball game. And if so, would get win number 18. Swung on a miss for strike three. That's the seventh strikeout. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He has faced 13 men since coming in, and he struck out seven of them. And beat that. So there's one away. Now we have a pinch hitter. For the pitcher Schauber, it'll be Tim Rector, number 20, hitting 219 on the year. Takes a call, strike one on the outside corner. Rector in 61 at bats, has 13 hits, a pair of doubles, and three home runs. Pitch left-handed batter, swing on and miss for strike two. And Gura is not playing games out there, just flailing the ball. And you can hear the oohs and the ahs saying, is this the same guy that pitched against Texas? Beautiful curveball, strike three on the outside corner. Rector called out on strike. Strikeout number eight.
Whitaker, top of the order.
Let's double check that again. It came out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 strikeouts for Gura. 9 strikeouts for Gura. 2 down. And we go to the top of the order with Roger Whitaker. Called strike outside corner. The leadoff batter has been on once in 4 trips, a single in the fifth. Has good power, had a home, one of the 6-7 home runs in the series. Here's a pitch by Gura. Another fastball inside corner, strike two. Gura is keeping the ball down and is one strike away from his 18th win. Gura ready. Delivers. Foul back to the screen. He'll have to wait again. Gura came on in the fifth inning. The ball boy obviously made the catch. Gura with a new ball, ready to work. Here comes the one ball, two strike pitch. It's popped up. Cotton in foul territory with a mask off right by the plate, waiting for it, and has it in fair territory. And Whitaker didn't move out of the way, but Cotton got it anyway. Then the Devils with it. Gura his 18th. The final score will be back in 1 minute with the wrap-up. The Sun Devils of Arizona State 11, the Hurricanes of Tulsa 3. Well, the three coaches are down at home plate, and the three coaches will draw an envelope. They're going to pick up the ones that'll tell you just exactly what will happen. We're going to check it. The Devils win it on 11 runs, 15 hits, and 2 errors. They left 8 men stranded. For the Hurricanes, 3 runs on 5 hits and 5 errors. They had 7 men. Tulsa drew the bye. Tulsa drew the bye. They will not play tomorrow. Arizona State will play New York University while Tulsa draws the bye. That will be good luck for Tulsa, but Arizona State will be the home team tomorrow. Bobby Winkle, to be very honest, wanted us to do it this way. He would prefer to be in action for the remainder of the tournament. So this means that tomorrow's action will be on Channel 10 television as well as Cool Radio. And the game, of course, will be a single game beginning at approximately 5 minutes before 6 p.m. Phoenix time. So the game will be on Channel 10 tomorrow evening at about 6 p.m. as well as on Cool Radio, the 960 spot on your radio dial. The winning pitcher for Arizona State, Larry Gura, who has now established a new school record with 18 wins against 2 losses. Kenny Hansen started for the Devils, worked 4 1/3 innings, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. He walked through 3, struck out 5, and hit 2 players. Gura came on to work and two-thirds innings, did not allow any runs, did not allow any hits, did not walk anybody, and struck out nine. A brilliant job in relief to win his 18th ball game of the year, as by far and away the winningest pitcher in college baseball this year. The losing pitcher, Cliff Butcher, who worked but two and a third innings, gave up five runs on five hits and walked three, did not strike out a soul. Carlton came on in the third inning to work three and a third innings, giving up three runs on five hits. He did not walk anybody or strike out anybody. Then Blackburn came in, and he really got bombarded. He was credited with just plus inning work. He got one run on three hits and walked one. And Sharma came on to pitch the remainder of the ballgame, three and a third innings. He gave up a run on two hits. He walked two and struck out three and had one wild pitch. All of our post-game show being brought to you by Schaefer and Smith Insurance Company, who backed the Devils in every possible way. We'll be back with more of our post-game show in a moment, but first, this commercial message. Well, the Sun Devils of Arizona State University are doing it the hard way. They lost the first game, and they are battling back. They will play tomorrow at 6 p.m. Phoenix time against the Violets of New York University. Violets came on to surprise everybody by just continuing to win until today, and today they had their problems against Texas, but after their loss to Tulsa last night, they hung in there and eventually beat Texas 3-2 on a very disputed play. For those of you who are not with us, they were leading 3-2, and in the ninth, the leadoff batter for Texas, Tom Harmon, got a double to right center. Then there were two outs. Harmon was still at second base. The batter, a left-handed batter, zinged one down the first base line. The first baseman for New York caught the ball in foul territory on one bounce and slipped and fell, got up and raced the Texas runner to the bag. He dove for the bag, and as he hit the bag, the umpire called him out. But as the Texas runner crossed the bag at what seemed to be the very same moment, the ball was kicked out of the first baseman's hands and scooted out into right field. Well, the first base umpire had called it. The other three umpires had started walking towards the stand, so nobody actually saw anything after that. But the game definitely was called on the judgment of the umpire in charge at that time at first base. And while the Texas players and the coach mulled around on the field for maybe 20 minutes, the call held up, and the New York University Violets defeated the Texas Longhorns by the score of 3-2. Well, that left it up to Bobby Winkle to stay in this ballpark by defeating Tulsa, and he did it soundly by the score of 11-3. And then immediately following the game, there was a drawing at home plate among the three coaches. Tulsa's Gene Schell walked up and picked up the envelope that says you will have a bye for tomorrow. So Tulsa will rest tomorrow, or the better portion of the day anyway. They'll come out here tomorrow night and watch Winks and company take on the New York University Violets, and the winner of that game then will play in the National Championship Finals on Friday, that game also beginning at 6 o'clock Phoenix time. But we do remind you that Winks will not be with us. He is on the field. He is with his team, which is exactly where he should be, but he wanted everybody to know that he appreciates the telegrams. They mean a lot to the guys, and to please continue to do more of the same. We are... He's still on the field. Yes, we know. Thank you, Norty. He's not going to come up. Okay, Schaefer and Smith will understand as well, because while they are great Sun Devil rooters, the script and Sage is certainly a Schaefer and Smith rooter as well. So if you have a moment in the next day or so, we don't encourage that you call at home right now like Winks does, but call up Joe Smith and tell him that you appreciate the games and what the Sun Devils are doing back here in Omaha. Final score once again for the Sun Devils, 11 runs on 15 hits, two errors. They left eight men stranded. For the Golden Hurricanes of Tulsa, three runs on five hits and five errors. They left seven men stranded. The attendance, 8,693. That's the biggest crowd ever this World Series. Time of the game, approximately 2 hours and 22 minutes. Gura won his 18th game of the year against two losses, and Cliff Butcher was the loser for the Hurricanes. He is now 9-2. Game time tomorrow at about 5 minutes before 6. Arizona State University and New York University. Bob Davies for Norty Jensen and Doug Garlock saying, seeing you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the College World Series from Omaha, Nebraska. The play-by-play broadcasts are brought to you by Ozark Fried Chicken, Cavalier Homes, Western States Tire Sales, and the bottlers of 7-Up. The Bobby Winkle Show brought to you by Schaefer & Smith Insurance. And remember, tomorrow evening at 5:55, we'll broadcast the live game of ASU and New York here on Cool Radio, Radio 96 in Phoenix. In the middle of your radio dial, this is KOOL.